In this bulletin, China says a ban on Australian coal is both legal and good for their country. Europe's Medicines Agency brings forward a meeting to assess the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And the Adelaide Strikers triumphant in cricket's Big Bash League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. China has defended its apparent ban on Australian coal, describing it as legal, responsible and in the best interests of consumers and companies. There's been no formal notification of the ban, but a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry has not denied it is in place. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told the Seven Network such a ban would be bad for both countries.
If there was such a ban on Australian coal, then that would be in direct contravention to World Trade Organization rules. It would also be a complete breach of the Free Trade Agreement. And so that's very serious for Australia, but it is actually bigger than that, because that would be suggesting that China would, if that were true, then that perception would take hold very quickly, that they wouldn't be treating those rules with the right respect.
A former school principal accused of sex crimes has lost an appeal against her extradition to Australia. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected Malka Leifer's appeal, and the Justice Minister says he'll be signing the extradition order as soon as possible. Ms. Leifer is accused of sexually abusing several former students at a Jewish school in Melbourne and has been fighting extradition from Israel since 2014. One of her alleged victims, Nicole Meyer, has welcomed the latest developments.
We have had 9 incredibly draining years, and we know there's still a lot harder to come ahead, but we are ready for it. If I could give a message to all survivors, is reach out, find support, share your story, and let's get these abusers off the street and hurting no more children.
The European Union's Medicines Agency has brought forward a meeting to assess the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for provisional approval. The meeting has been scheduled for the 29th of December, but will now take place on the 21st. Germany's Health Minister Jan Spahn has called for an earlier meeting.
Our national authorities, like others, are supporting the European authorities as best they can. And the goal is to get approval before Christmas. We want to start vaccinating in Germany on New Year's Eve, actually before New Year's Eve, as soon as possible after approval.
In the US, scientists at the Food and Drug Administration Authority have endorsed the Moderna vaccine as safe and effective in a report released 2 days before its vaccine panel meets to discuss emergency approval. The scientists found the vaccine is 94% effective and there were no specific safety concerns. The federal government will spend an additional $850 million in aged care to fund an additional 10,000 home care packages. The funding will be announced in tomorrow's budget update. Chief Executive of the Council of the Aging, Ian Yates, has told Nine additional funding will be required.
This year, financial year, we'll have 40,000 new packages. That's very good news. The government has to keep this up, of course, so we'll be looking for another large tranche of packages in the federal budget in May.
In other overseas news, the United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has acknowledged Joe Biden as the US President-elect for the first time, saying the Electoral College has spoken. The Republican leader's statement comes after the Electoral College affirmed Mr. Biden's victory.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
A bomb blast in Afghanistan's capital has killed the city's deputy governor. Kabul's deputy governor Mahbubullah Mohebi and his secretary both died when a device attached to their car exploded. It's not known who is behind the attack. Mohebi was travelling with his security guards when the blast occurred. 2 guards were also injured. It comes after an Afghan government prosecutor was shot dead in eastern Kabul. And new anti-rape laws are being introduced in Pakistan, which are designed to speed up convictions and see tougher sentences. Pakistan's president has signed an ordinance that creates special courts to fast-track the hearing of rape cases. The ordinance also creates a sex offender register and allows for the chemical castration of some offenders. Let's go to sport now. And in Australian cricket, the Adelaide Strikers have beaten the Hobart Hurricanes in another match of the Big Bash League. Peter Saddell's 2020 best figure set Adelaide Strikers on the way to a 5-wicket win. Let's check out what the weather's doing across the country at the moment. In Perth, it's sunny and 31. In Adelaide, a couple of showers, about 27. It's humid in Melbourne today and partly cloudy, 26. A late shower or two about in Hobart, a top of 17. A couple of showers for the capital as well, 24 in Canberra. In Wollongong, much the same, 24. Showers in Sydney as well, 27. Much the same for Newcastle, 29 degrees. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 30. Possible shower, 33 in Canberra. Showers as well in Darwin, where it'll be 33 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to know more about what's making news today, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.